Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hello, hello, and good morning to everyone. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. And of course, I am actually out in Kansas. I've never been there before, but oh my gosh, the people are so friendly and the restaurants so far are so yummy. So I am bringing you this show from here. And of course, I am really excited. We're going to go check out the Chiefs game and with a couple of our grandchildren. But I wanted to bring you our show, of course. And I want to remind you that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're always bringing you stuff so that you can listen, learn, and laugh. And we've got another great show for you today. I want to say thank you to everybody that turned up for our virtual business mixer. It was so much fun. We learned really LinkedIn and how to just really do business on LinkedIn. So many great nuggets. So again, I want to remind you to come to our in-person mixer. That's happening October 10th, 5 to 8, and we have a new location. We are going to be over at the Palm Garden Hotel, and of course, we're going to be talking with Nicole Scram today, and of course, she is the director of food and beverage, and they are one of our newest sponsors, so I'm excited. And again, if you are interested in getting your name out there, your business out there, meeting other entrepreneurs and business owners, just text me at 805-419-0008 and put mixer, and one of our team members will get back with you. Of course, we always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is, this life is not a dress rehearsal. Live life to the fullest and have fun every single day. Really put in your calendar, in your book, in your phone, wherever it is, one thing that just takes you out of your comfort zone.
And I am really excited. You know, it's interesting. I have guests that have been just incredible guests. And now it's time to recirculate. When you've been doing radio as long as I have, most of these people are really just starting another book, starting another series. And I am really excited to bring John Miller on. And of course, he's the author of QBQ, The Question Behind the Question, Flipping the Switch, Outstanding 47 Ways to Make Your Organization Exceptional. And of course, he's the co-author of Raising Accountable Kids. And so we are really excited to have you back and kind of just catch up and see what's going on. Also, you are the publisher of I Own It, right? And that is, that's a big deal, because if you've done something, just own it and walk away and own up to it, right? I mean, even as, you know, adults at this point. So anyways, I'm really excited. And for any of you that are just tuning in right now, again, you can always download my podcast, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. So you can take us with you wherever you go, and please share us. Don't keep us a secret. So again, John, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Great to be back. Yes. You look as young as ever.
Thank you. Thank you. So do you. And talk to us a little bit about what's going on in your life and your professional life and where you're at.
Well, QBQ.com, QBQ Incorporated, is still all about one message, personal accountability. And what's funny and what I chuckle about is when I started this 30 years ago, I was told I couldn't go out and teach personal accountability because it wasn't a topic. You know, like customer service and leadership and sales skills and motivation and all that stuff. And I said, yeah, but I think personal accountability comes before everything else.
I 100% agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. So 30 years ago, I started this business talking about personal accountability. And then back in 2008, our oldest of seven, we have seven kids. The oldest, Kristen, joined me, and she's been out speaking on personal accountability since 2008, 16 years or so. So we just keep humming along, teaching one message, no blame, no victim thinking, no whining, no entitlement, no complaining, just asking, what can I do to make a difference? And sometimes people say to me, and maybe you were going to ask this, John, what's going to be your next book? And I'll say, no next book coming. You know, I've got a little blurriness going on.
Okay. That's your
QBQ.
There we go. Yep. Got it.
We're still selling QBQ and flipping the switch and raising accountable kids. So I have no more books in me. I've said all I want to say, and we just keep marching forward with this message of no more blame. And boy, does the world need it today.
God, there's such a division in the world. And of course, I don't talk about politics or religion, but what does QBQ mean exactly to you? Sure. And why did you name it that?
Yeah, fine. For years, I was selling a management and leadership training in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I did that for about a decade and got pretty good at it and sat in a lot of sessions with middle and senior managers. And I started hearing people ask questions, I thought, those questions aren't very productive. Like, when will that department do its job right? And why don't I ever get a break? And who dropped the ball? And when are we going to get more training? And why don't I get more coaching? And when are we going to find better people? And all those things. And I thought, well, there's
like
wow,
right?
And a lot of wowing, pointing fingers at everybody else. And one day I just said to a group, how about we turn, you know, what can I do? Well, how about we turn a question around and ask, what can I do? Instead of, when will my boss talk to me? Or why can't we find good people? When am I going to get more training? Why not turn it around and ask, how can I be my best today? And what can I do to contribute? And so I started teaching that. And I called it the question behind the question, Kim. And about the second time I taught it, we shortened it to QBQ, and it just stuck 30 years ago. Back in 1998, I fortunately snagged the 3-letter URL, QBQ.com, and those are all gone now. And we've been just teaching it ever since. And we just keep running around the country talking about accountability. It's all about getting rid of that blame game.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, really, at any age, you can learn that. And that's so important. Question, where are you located?
Denver, Colorado. Been here 27 years. The sun shines 300 days a year, Kim.
There you go. I like it. So let me ask you, how do you go about teaching personal accountability?
Sure. Well, one thing you have to do is dismiss or dispel the myths people have in their heads, myth, M-Y-T-H. People think accountability is something we do to others. Like with the Raising Accountable Kids book, when we first came out with it, some parents thought, oh, great, a book I can use to get my teenage daughter to speak to me respectfully and to get my Gen Z son off the couch and out into the workforce. And we always wondered what happened when they read page 2 in the book. My wife and I, Karen's her name, we said something very countercultural. We said, my child is a product of my parenting, period. So the point is, it's not about blaming the world and Uncle Joe and the family and his friends at school. It's about saying, what can I do to be a better parent? So the reason I mention that right now is one of the myths of accountability is we think we're going to do accountability to someone else. No. The Raising Accountable Kids book is for mom and dad. And that came from my workplace experience where a lot of managers would say, I'm going to hold my team accountable. Wait a minute, boss. How about you asking, what can I do to be a better coach today? How can I be a more effective leader? So the first myth of accountability is we think it's something we do to others. And the second myth is we think it's a team thing because we've been so raised on teams the past few decades in business. Teamwork, teamwork, teamwork. Wait a minute. What about the individual and the power of one? What can I do today to support the team? So accountability is not a team thing. It's not something I do to someone else. What is it? It's about me making better choices in the moment. And that's what QBQ shows people how to do. We give them a practical 3-step process for asking a better question. So instead of pointing fingers, we start looking in the mirror. And looking in the mirror is a good thing.
I love that. So do you have classes that people do or what? Talk to us about that.
Well, we do 3 things at QBQ Incorporated. We sell a lot of books because, again, you know, we've had that website since 98, so it's pretty organic. People find us easily. But also we license training to our clients and they go in-house with our material and they train their own people and we coach and guide them. And then we do a lot of, you know, professional speaking. We're out on the stage talking about personal accountability. So if any of your listeners are looking for a speaker for an event, just come to QBQ.com. What else can I say?
There you go. I love that. I love that. Okay. So what are we going to find? Like, let's kind of go through your books. What are we going to find in your, I guess, your QBQ? Like, I mean, are we going to have, is there actually a step-by-step of really looking, you know, it's funny. My husband and I did a leadership class, and it's really about living your best life, being outstanding in what you do. And, you know, so many people want to be their best version of themselves, but right. they don't walk the walk and talk the talk, right?
Yep.
And so Absolutely. That's probably something that you teach, correct?
Well, the theme in all of our books is accountability, but we don't write the same books over and over. I was telling a group recently, they said, "You're going to write another book?" And I said, "No, I don't want to be that author who writes 12 books and they all sound alike."
Right, exactly. No. That's good.
12 books on leadership. I mean, how much can you say about leadership? So we've got, excuse me. We have QBQ, the original, the flagship product book, the one we've sold, you know, more than a million of now. I originally self-published it, but then Penguin Random House came along and wanted to buy it from us. So we said, okay.
Yeah.
and then we wrote the companion book to QBQ called Flipping the Switch. And what that does, that book takes the QBQ methodology for practicing accountability to another level. It helps us bring to life certain principles like trust and learning and ownership and creativity, stuff like that. We use the QBQ as a lever to bring to life other ideas. And then we have the book Standing.
Okay, hold on. Back up 1 second. So Flip the Switch. Talk to us about that. That sounds really interesting. So that's basically the same kind of method in the sense of not what you can do, what I can do. Is that the thing of the switch?
It's all about personal accountability. And the reason we find this book to be really exciting for our readers is now that they've gained the QBQ, they know how to build the better question, they know how to practice accountability. This is a way of taking the QBQ to the next level. And so if you want to be a learner, instead of asking, when am I going to get more training? Let's start asking, how can I develop myself? If you want to take ownership, instead of asking, why did they do that? Or who caused the problem? Let's ask, what can I do to own the problem? And then there's content in that book about service and creativity and trust. So there's like five core principles that QBQ brings to life. That's why we call it flipping the switch. When you ask those QBQs, you really can flip the switch and change your life.
I love that. Okay, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but go on to the next one. And what is your next one?
Anytime. Outstanding is the next book, 47 Ways to Make Your Organization Exceptional. And I'm going to be honest with you, that is just 47 different ideas I've picked up by calling on organizations for almost 40 years now.
Wow.
Just, and I know this makes me sound old. I guess I am.
Yeah,
I came out of Cornell University in 1980. I spent 5 years with a corporation. I moved around the country with my wife. My wife was 19 when I married her. We're still married 44 years.
Congratulations. That's
Thank
awesome.
You. And so we lived all over the country, but I didn't like what I was doing, sitting at a desk 8 to 5. One day a friend said, why don't you get into sales? I said, okay. And so I found this job career selling management training in 1986. I did that for almost 10 years. And that's where I sat in these organizations learning, oh, gee, a lot of us want to point fingers instead of saying, what can I do? But beyond the QBQ, which I discovered in those 10 years, I just saw a lot of things the best companies do, the best organizations. So we put them into a book and we called it Outstanding, 47 Ways to Make Your Organization Exceptional. Everything from managers and employees needing to be coachable to keeping the mission top of mind. You know, why do we exist? Making sure we always remember who pays our bills. The customer always pays our bills. So no speaking in a negative way about customers. Don't forget who runs your business. The customer runs your business. So there's just a lot of practical ideas in the book, Outstanding.
That's beautiful. And I love it. What a simple name, Outstanding. I mean, really, if you are always being outstanding, doing your best, and, you know, I do business coaching and it's a reflection.
Sure.
And you're reflecting, a lot of people in relationships say, well, I only acted that way because you acted that way. Okay. You know, right. I mean, right. So you have to be your own reflection of what you want right. in life. So
well, that's how marriages break down. He said, she said, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so I'm going to like kind of skirt over to a different thing. 47 years, you said that you've been married.
44.
Okay. And your wife is a part of all of this, correct?
Well, she doesn't do much. She's pretty lazy.
Okay. But she's going to hear this, you know, no. But so what's the secret?
Well, interesting you say that. Dave Ramsey, the finance guy who's had me on his show a few yep. times, he loves QBQ because he knows you can't get out of debt without personal accountability. He always asks a similar question. I'm just going to compare, you know, the question Kim asked, the question Dave asks, you know, what is the secret or what's the number one takeaway from QBQ for people? Well, the secret to a marriage or the number one takeaway from QBQ, they're really the same. I can only change me. And I know right now some of your listeners and your viewers are thinking, well, that's not new. Right. But who have you been trying to fix? Come on. Yeah. Who have you been trying to fix? Who have you wanted to change? If only she would do this. If only he would do that. My life would be better. And what's amazing is people come into our sessions and they often sit there and they think, listening to personal accountability from John or my daughter, Kristen, and they go, yeah, my husband needs this. My wife needs this. My grown son needs this. My boss needs this. And around 20 minutes into a session, we'll ask, well, who have you been picturing other than you? And they'll start laughing because they've always been picturing somebody else they wish would change.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, the secret to a good marriage is for me to say, what can I do to serve Karen? And for Karen to ask, what can I do to serve John? And like good tennis players, we're just trying to outserve each other instead of saying, why don't you listen better? And when are you going to stop that annoying habit? And why are you always angry? I mean, these kind of questions don't build a relationship, do they, Kim?
Oh, I love that. I love that. I just want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, where you're, first of all, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. And of course, my guest here is John G. Miller, several amazing books. And in fact, John, will you send me your books again? Because I would love to have you back and talk more about them. And I want to go through them and, you know, and I didn't even ask you this before. I don't know if we, can we give a couple away?
Certainly.
Okay.
Absolutely. So I recommend we just give away either QBQ or Raising Accountable Kids or
okay.
a couple of each, whatever you want.
Okay, perfect. And I'm going to open up my phone lines at 805-419-0008. You can text me there and just put QBQ in there so I know that you are listening. And if they don't win, where do they find your book?
QBQ.com.
There you go. That's so easy.
Simple.
Yeah, pretty easy. So let me ask you, what does it take for a person or an organization to be outstanding and why is it critical?
Well, I think it's important because there's so much competition out there. I was just talking to someone the other day about restaurants. If you decide, Kim, to go out to lunch today, in America, you have 50 choices
100%,
at least
yes.
to spend your money. And, you know, if you walk out of a restaurant and you go, man, I would go back. That is the number one compliment that restaurant wants. So better be outstanding, meaning better go above and beyond, better do things that are special for the customer. You better make sure you know who the customer is and why they're there and what you're supposed to do and what your role is and how you're supposed to serve them. And you come back to that restaurant because you get outstanding service. Right. Every one of us on this, listening to this broadcast, could come up with a bad or negative customer service story. And it's all because there was a moment where somebody really probably let us down, assuming our expectations aren't out
of
line.
That's interesting, yeah.
Somebody somewhere let us down in the service process. And all we said was, well, I'm not going back there. But if we do say, I want to do business with that company again, they probably met your needs or exceeded your needs. And you might go, yeah, they're outstanding. You know, it's funny when we were debating the title of that book, The publisher at first was a little leery of it because they thought people would think outstanding meant people who haven't paid their bills, you know, like debts are outstanding.
Oh, never thought about that. That's interesting.
And I said, no, if you want to stand out, you got to be outstanding. So here's 47 things your organization can do to be the very best. So the customer wants to do business with you because we have so many choices.
I love it. That's the book I want right there. I tell you. You know, what's interesting, we have been traveling and we went into a restaurant and, you know, the reviews looked really good and everything. We went in there. There was nobody in the restaurant and it was almost there was people in the bar. It was kind of like that in between time, but it was like an inconvenience for the waitress to serve us. And I just was like, God, that was not a good positive experience.
Right.
And so I went and I talked to the manager because as a business owner, I would want to know. And he was like, I'm so sorry. You know, they wouldn't even change our table. They said it just was totally negative. And it is interesting that can make a big difference in anything you do. Sure. Somebody right. that brings sunshine to your table or somebody is like, what do you want? Why are you here bothering me? You know, and that was the feeling that we got and, you know, and we would probably never go back there again.
Yeah.
And so
it really is. If you have another minute, the little things as a speaker, I'm always amazed when speakers get an inquiry and don't get back to their prospect. Way back in 1997, when I was really just getting my speaking career going, and I came out of a meeting and I had a voicemail from a prospect who might want to hire me. And I called her right back and she said, wow, the other two speakers I left messages for yesterday, they haven't even gotten back to me. So my point of mentioning that is in our company, we've got a reputation for responding quickly. And I will never understand vendors who do not respond quickly. Customers are too hard to find for us not to get back to them immediately. So if you're running a business, if you do nothing else, improve your response rate if you think that's something that you need.
Your follow-up, absolutely. So
how quickly.
Yeah, quickly. Urgency yes. is really like...
They want to give you money. Let them do that.
Exactly. I love that. So let me ask you, John, if there could be one idea that is in all of your books, your contents, what would you hope that our listeners would hear?
That's a great question. Yet I need to come right back to something we've discussed. I can only change me. Instead of complaining about the boss, the organization, the company culture, my spouse, my kids, just look in the mirror, say, what can I do today to be outstanding? How can I improve myself? It is amazing what happens to relationships, as well as our energy when we focus on ourselves, because there we have control. If I'm trying to change Kim, I'm wasting a lot of energy. If I'm trying to change John, I'm good to go.
I love it. And that just says it all. We can only change ourselves, right? So yeah. I love that. I know that you talked about Dave Ramsey and I follow him and I love his thoughts and all that. Talk to us about, he recommends your books and your stuff. Talk to us a little bit about that for a second. We have a couple minutes left.
Okay. Years ago, he was in the Memphis airport. This is the story he tells. And he picked up my book off the bookshelf in a bookstore and he read it. And it's a quick read. He read about half of it. He felt so guilty. He'd read half the book, liked it, and didn't pay for it. So he went to the counter and bought the book. Next thing I know, I'm getting a phone call from an intern to put me on their show. And I had to say, who's Dave Ramsey? You know, I mean, this was, you know, before he was so big. And so he put me on the show and he had me on the show several times. Well, 13 to be exact, but who's counting, Kim? Who's counting, right?
Wow, I like it.
Then he had the Fox Business TV show for a while and I was on that twice. And the reason was he just found the QBQ message to be timely, timeless, and practical. You cannot manage your money until you take ownership for your money. I once said to Dave, what is the secret to managing your money? He said, you need to bother to bother. Bother to bother, meaning you need to take the time to be concerned, interested, and worried. Worried, if you want to use that word, about your finances. Because people who don't bother to bother, that's how they slip into debt and they wonder, how did I get here? So that's how the relationship with Dave started.
I love it. I love it. John, this has been so much fun, and I would love to have you back. I'm so glad that you had time to talk with me and be a part of this, the brighter side of life and business, and so many amazing things here. So again, thank you. Please share our show with everyone, and I'll have you back again. I would love to.
All right, Kim.
And
thank you so
how
much.
Do my listeners find your book really quick?
QBQ.com. That's it.
Okay, great.
And of course, you know, it's all on Amazon too.
Okay, there you go. John, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kim.
All right, we are going to just jump right into our next guest. And of course, we already talked about her a little bit, Nicole Schramm. And of course, she is the Director of Food and Beverage of Palm Garden Hotel. And of course, the beautiful restaurant Selvin's and restaurant and lounge over at the Palm Garden Hotel. And we are going to find out a little bit more. At the same time, I want to invite you to my next business mixer. It is going to be there, and Nicole's going to talk all about it.
That is the Palm Garden Hotel, located off of Ventu in Thousand Oaks. Some people call it Newberry Park, but it's kind of like right on the border. So
right on the border, yes.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, they have done an incredible, incredible job. The restaurant, we're going to talk a little bit about all the different things that you can be doing. And as we're heading into the holidays, what a great place to either have an event or a celebration or any of those. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But what I want to do is, one, thank them for being a sponsor of the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we want to invite you, if you are in business or even thinking about being in business, or if you are an entrepreneur, or you want to just meet some new people that you can connect with, I have the Kim Pagano in-person business mixer, and that is happening October 10th, 5 to 8. And Nicole is going to be talking about all the areas and all the events that are happening there. And of course, I wanted to bring her on and really just share everything that they have done. They've done an incredible job. We ate there at Selvin's, and it was amazing food. We want to hear about the a chef. We want to hear about the rooms. You could stay there. Maybe you kind of want to take a little bit more to drink and you can hang out there all night long. Or just, there's so many different things there. So again, Nicole, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. We're so excited to have your group here on property in October. So yeah, we're going to be setting you up on our terrace and patio area overlooking the pool. We're going to set up a really nice buffet for you guys to try some of our food and a great place for everybody to meet.
Yeah, I love it. So talk to us a little bit about who you are and, you know, your perfection of what you do, to start off, to just really get to know you.
Okay. Well, I've been here on property for over 11 years.
Wow, I'm now the director. Not very long, right? Wow. That's great. No, have you seen all the changes?
I've been a part of all the changes, which has been exciting and a long process, but it's all been worth it. So I'm now the director of food and beverage here on property. So I oversee all the food and beverage for the restaurant and the hotel, as well as book events. I continue to do that. So I stay very busy.
So let me ask you, obviously, as we're moving in to the last part of the year, right? I'm sure you guys are slammed, and I so appreciate you letting us be a part of everything there. Okay, let's talk about the restaurant, first of all, and the chef. What's some of the favorites that our listeners and our viewers can come and check out?
So Selvin's Restaurant and Lounge is a California coastal cuisine. So we basically take comfort food and our chef elevates it. So his specialty dishes are, he has this beautiful spring pea risotto with this Parmesan foam with a seared scallop. So very unique, very flavorful. He also has this Napa roulette chicken. It's a stuffed chicken breast with an couscous and these fried sunchokes. So a lot of dishes you wouldn't get here in the area. His background comes from Napa, so he brings something a little bit different to the space, which we love.
Yeah.
But then also you can get a filet or fried chicken sliders. So not everything is eclectic. So right. he has a variety menu to pick from for everybody.
There you go. What do you think that the favorite has been for everyone? Like, you know, you kind of always hear about that one thing, like you got to go to Selvin's for this.
The scallops is the most unique item, but our top seller is our upside down smash burger and our steak frites, which Ooh. Is interesting.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I like it. Talk to us about your courtyard and let's get back. First of all, how about the drinks there? I see so many people. It's kind of it's definitely somewhere to hang out, right? On the weekends and throughout the week. What's some of your specials that you guys do there?
We have an indoor and outdoor bar. So there's lots of different areas for people just to come and hang out. And then there's music going on. If you can't hear it, okay. We have a variety of craft cocktails on the menu. Also classics like an espresso martini, clarified lemon drop. But we're really surprised how much wine we sell. So we've become more of a wine bar than we expected. So we'll be adding in, we're in the process of adding more wines to our menu right now. But it's definitely a mix of craft cocktail and wine.
A lot of wine drinkers now, right? I think
a lot of wine drinkers. Yeah.
There you go. I love it.
Let me highlight on one thing about that. So we did build a beautiful Veuve Clicquot room, which we partnered with Veuve, which was very special for us because not everybody gets to do that. And so we do have we showcase that champagne as well as have a private room that you can book for dinners for up to 10 guests. So we're excited. We're doing something actually the weekend of the 21st and 22nd. We're doing a brunch partnership with them. They're bringing in their Veuve cart and we're doing photos and live music and doing a fun menu paired with caviar. So that's Ooh, exciting for us.
How fun is that? Yeah, I love champagne. It's kind of just means like celebrate. Champagne, celebrate, right? It kind of goes hand right. in hand. So I love that. Talk to us about the many places, the courtyard and all, you know, what's going on out there.
For all the event spaces?
Yeah.
Yes. We have over 14,000 square feet of event opportunity on property here between the restaurant, our gazebo area, the terrace patio, and our ballroom. So depending on if you're having an event for 10 up to 200, we can accommodate here on property. So we do a lot of weddings where you can have your ceremony down at the gazebo area, move up to the patio for cocktail hour, and then into the ballroom for your reception.
Wow.
So there's a variety of options.
So this is a great venue for weddings and everything. First of all, I want to, can you give out your website so our listeners and who they would, you know, how they would get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So palmgardenhotel.com is our website. And then you can go on there and book an event and that event form will come directly to me. My direct line here is 805-716-4335. And those are the best ways to reach out to me for any questions or wanting to book an event here on property. I also am still handling reservations over at the restaurant and any large parties right now. I'm just working with the staff there to make sure that we're accommodating everybody.
Right. Busy lady, right? You know what they say that if you want something done, give it to the busy lady. That I've told four kids, I get that, you know, but I love it. So let me talk to us about the rooms there. I've never stayed there, but I think it would be amazing.
Oh, you'll have to do a little staycation here.
There you go.
I'll get you set up.
Okay.
You can have an experience and you can talk about it on your show.
I love that.
We did a full renovation in 2019 of all the rooms. So everything has been completely remodeled and they're beautiful. We've got courtyard rooms that face the interior part of the property. And then we have our standard rooms that face the exterior part of the property. And when you're here, you feel like you're in this little hidden gem. It's a boutique, you kind of feel like you're in Palm Springs. You drive in and once you get inside, people don't realize what it's like here. So it's just fun to get people on property and hear about their experiences. So I'd love to show you and give you a tour.
Yeah. And you know what we'll do is we'll do a video. And so we'll share with everyone what's going on there. I love that. And let me ask you, so for the holidays, do you have any specialties that are coming in or anything that events other than my event, which I guess yes. I really want to share with everybody that, you know, my business mixer that is happening October 10th from 5 to 8. We hope that we get an amazing, I definitely sign up as soon as possible. And I want to give you my number again, 805-419-0008. All you have to do is mixer and one of our team members will get back out with you. Maybe we could even put something in the, when people are signing in or, you know, making something that we can share it there too.
Yeah. And maybe we can do some kind of raffle where people do their business cards and we can do a giveaway with like a hotel room night and the gift certificate to the restaurant. That'd be fun.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. So what's the specials like for the holidays coming up that, because we want to make sure that people are booking ahead of time right now to, of course we are going to be there. We have another one coming up in November and I think December. So we'll announce that as soon as we have the dates confirmed, but I'm excited for people to spend their holidays with you.
Yes, we are been busy booking holiday parties right now. It's been every day, so which is exciting. So we've got holiday parties in the ballroom, and then you've got more intimate groups over at the restaurant, because I've got two private rooms, the above room and then a private dining room. And then the patio is also an option to rent out for groups up to 100.
Wow.
So there's lots of different areas.
Yeah.
Yes. Lots of different areas at the hotel. The other thing that we're working on right now is Thanksgiving, which we kind of jumped ahead to holiday, but Thanksgiving, we're going to be doing a Thanksgiving buffet this year, which is really exciting for us, as well as doing to-go packages. So if you want to not cook this year and you want to purchase a package, we're going to have 3 different packages options to pick up as well.
Oh my gosh. That's so good. Cause like who, you know, it's one of my favorite Thanksgiving. There's no presents, but yet if you don't want to cook, you guys are going to make it so much easier for everybody. So that's really cool.
Yeah. So by the time we have our meeting with the group on the 10th, I'll have packages put together so we can show everybody what we're going to be offering.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Well, again, I am so excited to be a part of what you guys are doing. You've done an incredible job on the hotel, really like everywhere. I didn't know that you redid all the rooms. So they're beautiful. We'll do a walkthrough of all that. And I'll share that. And again, I'm just excited to be there and share and bring people in and meet people that are already coming there. And Nicole, thank you so much for all your help. It's been so easy working with you and I can't wait for my event. Also, I just want to give out your number again and of course your website.
All right. You can reach me at palmgardenhotel.com and you can go book your event directly from the website, or you can reach me at 805-716-4335.
So let me ask you,
we look forward to having you.
Yeah. And also when we were there eating in Selvin's, I know that you have a lot of people working there. Talk to us about that and just the service that, you know, it's kind of almost, there was a lot of areas to just kind of hang out. So talk to us a little bit about that.
We have a very large space at the restaurant. There's different areas that you can sit in, from lounge, indoor, outdoor, to the patio dining, private dining rooms, dining room floor, plus all the bars. So it requires a lot of staff, which is important for us because service is so important. Like it's not just about the food. It's not just about the service. It's about all of it, the service, the food, the experience. It's so important that we create all of that for our guest. And so we've spent a lot of time. We spent 3 weeks of training before we even opened our for our staff. And so it's really important that we continue to carry that on, because that's important to have that for our restaurant for what we're doing.
Yeah. And that's really what keeps people coming back, right?
Right. It's the whole experience, you know, you're going to have food. But you can't have bad service. You know, you got to have all of it together. It's so important. And so we have a strong management team, and we're so about culture and values. And it's just, you know, we're family around here. And so that's why I've been here a long time. A lot of the managers have been here for over 10 years. And so that's what the hotel has done for us, because they care, the team cares. And so we're passing that on to the restaurant.
I love it. And it's the ambiance when people walk in and feel good and feel wanted and feel, you know, like they're there for a reason, you know.
Right. It's important. Yeah. You're our guest. You're coming to have an experience with us, and we want to create that for you.
I love it. Again, I want you to give out one more time the website, and so that our listeners can definitely book something and come and see you.
Perfect. So please reach out to me at palmgardenhotel.com or my direct line 805-716-4335.
All right. And of course, I want to invite you again to October 10th. It's over at the beautiful Palm Garden Hotel in off of Ventu, and it's from 5 to 8. You have to register for this. So definitely either call me or text me at 805-419-0008. You are going to have an incredible time. I will be sharing you and your business and the love of your business. And you will meet other entrepreneurs that are just like you and want to grow their passion. So anyways, again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Have a great rest of your weekend. Nicole, thank you so much again for being here and taking some time out to be with us. And thank you, of course, to Palm Garden Hotel. All right. We'll talk to you all later.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited to be there and to really just bring some amazing people there. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. If you want to get in my mixer, text us right now at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And put mixer and one of our team members. We'll get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these 3 tips to help you regain order and focus. Number 1, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number 2, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number 3, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show, finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on KVTA and, of course, on my podcast, wherever you are learning about us, and definitely share us. And you can find us on lots of different platforms. And, of course, our podcast is The Kim Pagano Show. Download us and take us with you. My next guest is, I'm really excited because I think this is so important. It's really a new breakthrough for hearing aids, and it's an option everyone should be able to hear about. And of course, renowned hearing expert Dr. D. Wet Swanepoel is going to be talking about Lexi hearing. Let's welcome him on our show. Is Lexi with us too?
I'm also representing Lexi, Kim, so it's good to be with you.
Yeah, so Lexi Hearing, to discuss some of the hearing health and FDA rules that make hearing aids much more accessible. And so I'm really excited to talk about this. And, you know, I've been reading up on a lot of this stuff that you lose communication, you lose some of your motor skills. There's so many things that we take for granted that our hearing helps. And so I'm excited to talk with you. So welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Kim. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
Well, thank you. And so why is it important to know really about Healthy Aging Month? First of all, I mean, I'm all into this, you know, walking. People don't really think they have a problem until you see them isolated a little bit. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, absolutely right, Kim. You mentioned it. I think it's, you know, we take for granted so many things, and our hearing sense is one of those things. You know, it's such an important part of our everyday life. I mean, it's important to what makes us human, right? Communication, connecting with other people in relationships. But we often overlook it. But it's such an incredibly important part of our health. So what people don't realize is that hearing loss can really impact almost every aspect of our health. So as an audiologist and as a co-founder of Lexi Hearing, I want people to know that they don't have to live with hearing loss. Today, there are remarkable, new, affordable options that can help people to hear better.
Wow, I love that. And now, you know, there was a little thing that people were embarrassed because they had to wear it. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I think hearing aids, you know, have come a long way. This used to be a stigma around hearing aids, and I think there's a lingering sense still that people are worried about hearing aids as a treatment because of the stigma. There's been so many changes. You know, the hearing aids today are not hearing aids from 10 20 years ago. They're much more discreet. They're smart devices. They provide the necessary amplification, but they're actually also lifestyle devices. So the Lexi hearing aids, for example, provide you with streaming of your phone calls directly to your hearing aids. It also allows streaming of your music, and it's adjusted for your hearing profile exactly according to the hearing needs that you have. So there's been a major change and shift at which we want to bring under people's attention during this Healthy Aging Month.
I love that. And really, I mean, we all put our ear pods in. Why not, if you can't hear, have a hearing aid that is like a ear pod, right? Hear your music, hear your phone calls, and not be without life. I mean, communication is everything. So what are some of the things that people with hearing aids and hearing losses, how does it affect them?
Yeah, so untreated hearing loss has been associated with many different health concerns. So, for example, it's been associated with an increased risk of dementia. It's been associated with an increased risk of physical falls, social isolation, and even depression. So those are just some of the effects of hearing loss outside of the common ones we know about, which is communication, connecting with people in relationships. But those are also very important and pervasive effects. I think the good news is, Kim, that wearing hearing aids may reduce those risks for people who have hearing loss, and it can help give them the confidence they need to do the things that they really love.
I love that. And now, what makes yours, the Lexi B2 Plus, what makes yours so different?
Yeah, so what's really exciting is that, 2 years ago, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, published rules that now enable adults over the age of 18 to walk into a store and buy a pair of hearing aids over the counter without a prescription. People can then set up these hearing aids from an app on a smartphone, and they can start using them the very same day. And this change has already made a huge difference to a lot of people around the country. And brands like Lexi make these hearing aids available over the counter for adults who have this perceived mild to moderate hearing loss. So the Lexi hearing aids offer a range of devices, but they offer unique features that allow you to do a hearing test from the app through the earphones or through the through the hearing aids, so that you can actually set up those hearing aids according to your exact hearing profile. So everyone's hearing is like your fingerprint. It's unique. So you do a hearing test and it sets up the hearing aids to match your unique hearing needs.
Interesting. So you could do this all over the internet is what you're saying, correct?
Yeah, so you can do this through the app when you have the hearing aids, through your own hearing aids. But what we do offer as an online option for people is a free 2-minute hearing test that's available at lexihearing.com. So if you have any concerns, any potential, concerns, maybe your significant other or your partner has concerns about your hearing more than you do, why not take the free 2-minute online hearing test at lexihearing.com as the first step to really better hearing?
Doctor, I think you just said it, because the person that has the hearing problem might not think it's as important as their partner, correct?
Exactly. So the first person often to recognize that someone may have a hearing problem is the significant other or partner. And it's important to listen to them and have a hearing test like the lexihearing.com online hearing test. But other symptoms that people may notice around hearing loss is if they hear that speech is muffled, they have trouble understanding words, especially in a crowd or a noisy place like a restaurant. Other telltale signs include, asking people to speak more slowly, speak more clearly or loudly, or to repeat themselves. And then, of course, turning up the volume of the television or the radio is another important sign. And if any of this sounds familiar, be sure to take that free 2-minute online hearing test at lexihearing.com.
I love it. I love it. And also, I'm kind of reading a little bit on your website here. It's not all health. I mean, why is hearing health not just an aging problem? Could there be something else going on?
Yeah, so hearing loss is not just an aging problem. You could actually, you know, get hearing loss from other causes as well. Aging is an important cause, but there is other causes like exposure to really loud sound. But what people should realize is that it doesn't have to be an aging problem that you are unable to do anything about. And I think that's the good news, is that we have technologies at our disposal that make it possible for you not to live with hearing loss. You can actually wear the hearing aids and live a life that is engaged, that keeps you in communication with the people you love.
I love that. Dr. Swanepoel, one more time, where can our listeners go and learn more about this?
Yes, so for more information on everything we discussed, they can visit lexihearing.com. And we have an exclusive offer for your listeners, Kim. If they use the promo code LEX100, that's LEX100, they get $100 off select products from today in celebration of Healthy Aging Month until October 10th. So remember to take that free hearing test at lexihearing.com.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Kim. It's good to be with you.
All right. Well, everyone, have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to all my sponsors. And, of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Act as if life is just the way you want it, so you're never waiting for life to happen. With that, I'll talk to you next week. Have a great rest of your weekend. It's a beautiful morning.